This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the f***ing difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
Ohio State visits Oregon Saturday on The Fan, 4:30. And here is Coach Dan Lanning. I assume we're going to be seeing you on game day.
Yeah, I think I'll make a little stop by there for sure.
What are you going to be doing?
Just kind of hanging out, taking in the view. I'm not sure. You show up and you follow suit, so we'll see what we end up doing on there.
Is that stuff at all fun, or is it just kind of like, hey, you got to, it's part of the gig?
It's certainly part of the gig. I think it's something that could be fun if you weren't sitting there thinking about, okay, I got a game to play here in a couple hours. This is not that important right now, you know.
Yeah, that's
but always good to have an opportunity to share what we all know about Oregon football and the excitement around this program. So that's the part that, you know, you have to make sure that you take advantage of.
Well, I know you always say it's you guys against you and, you know, obviously the one game at a time stuff. But, you know, like, no one lives under a rock. We know what this means. The players know what this means. So how do you go about keeping the same process, you against you? But can you have to acknowledge to your players that they've been looking forward to this all year, correct?
Well, I think it'd be silly to think that nobody's not looking, you know, forward to this opportunity to play a team like this and a moment like this. But on the same note, I think it's always important to go back and point to the process of what got us here, what created that excitement. And it's about, you know, the ball that you played up to this point and the work that you put in and, you know, coming to a place like here, that took a lot of hard work too. But it's not, again, it's always about playing the game, not the occasion. And as exciting as this one is, it's the next one, and that's why it's important.
Is it still pretty cool, even after all these years, as a coach or player, whatever, to run out of that tunnel when there's the juice of a game like this at Autzen Stadium? You know that place is just going to be insane.
Absolutely. I don't get to play football anymore, but you know, I always remembered right before that first kickoff what it felt like as a player. And that's, you know, this is the closest thing you can get to it is running out of the tunnel on game day.
When you think of Ohio State football, what first comes to mind?
Yeah, talent. You know, they're an extremely talented team, and they're really well coached. So when you have those two things combined, you've got, you know, a special recipe for a great team.
Well, they're very good across the board. We know that. What unit, is there one particular unit making you stop and think more than another?
No, not when you talk about a team like this, because there is so much talent. You know, it's not like, okay, let's go take away their wideouts and they don't have a good run game, or you know, let's air it out because their DBs aren't good. There's nothing like that. They're a really talented team across the board.
So you spent some time at Arizona State, but you grew up in the Midwest and you worked at Georgia and Alabama down in the South. And I'm not saying anything in particular about Ohio State. I just want to know if, because I'm from the Midwest, and I can tell you that having been on the West Coast for about 25 years, it took some time for me to appreciate West Coast football. Is that still a thing when schools come from other parts of the country and they come out West? Are they still kind of looking at the stadiums and maybe the football played out here? And is it possible that they kind of don't have the respect that some of us out here who see it up close do?
Yeah, I can't speak to how anybody else feels.
Did you have that when you were younger, though?
No.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll move on past that line of questioning. So you guys have improved a lot the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks. In what areas are you most pleased with your progress since week one?
I think execution, you know, limiting the situations where we've hurt ourselves, whether it be a pre-snap penalty, you know, decision-making. I think, you know, a lot of those things have been really good moments, and there's still certainly some moments for us to improve there too.
Yeah, when you look at kind of, I mean, Dilling has been so good for you all year. Obviously, the turnovers things, when you go back and watch that, how much of that is just a belief in himself, trying to fit it into windows, one of those things that just kind of happens? Is that something that, I know, that is easily spotted on film? How do you go about keeping some aggressiveness but reining that in? Because obviously red zone turnovers are killers.
Yeah, I think you just coach the moment and coach each play has a life of itself. It's an individual play within itself, and you go back and you identify how could this play have been better. Is it the timing of it? Is it the look that we worked against during the week? Is it a good call? Does it fit the system? And did we make a good decision? So all those things weigh into it. You know, the quarterback probably always gets too much credit, and then the quarterback always gets too much blame as well. So, but those are things that we've got to avoid. He knows that. We as a team know that, and that's a great challenge for us moving forward.
This is Dan Lanning with us here on The Fan. So a couple things that are unique to this game. One, you did have an extra day, technically, because you played last Friday. What does that do for you? And the second part of the question is you both played Michigan State, so you do have a common opponent there. How does that help you prepare for this team?
Yeah, you know, having the extra day just gave us an opportunity to kind of put the last game, the Michigan State game, to bed a little bit quicker. Beyond that, it gave us, you know, a little bit more of a recovery opportunity for some of our players. But playing, you know, similar opponents, you know, there's some carryover, but the reality is Michigan State's pretty different from us schematically on both sides of the ball, and pretty different from them schematically on both sides of the ball. So that doesn't necessarily carry over to this game.
When you got to Oregon, you talked about, again, building depth and, you know, recruiting being the lifeblood. And you know, for Oregon has always kind of been the little engine that could. But when you look at this roster, NFL guys across the board, and Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, those are as kind of the litmus test. Is this one of those things when you look at your roster now, you feel like this is one of those rosters that it's no longer an uphill battle? You feel like man for man, your roster is as good as anyone's in the country, including Ohio State's?
Well, until you play other teams, I don't know how you can feel about how you guys compare, you know, from a talent standpoint. But this is certainly the best roster I've had since I've been here. I wouldn't trade any of our players for the world. They work extremely hard. And our team, you know, works really, really hard as well. So I feel really good about this team and what they can be. But that's why you still go out there and play the games on Saturday.
Power rank the importance in a game like this. You've got takeaways, explosive plays, or red zone efficiency.
Well, I think you named three things that are really, really important. I think it always starts with takeaways, right? That can change a game really quick. But yeah, I mean, the opportunity to create explosives and stop explosives from happening is something that's really, really important. And then when you get into the red area, you certainly have to take advantage of it. You can't trade field goals for touchdowns or no scores, you know, for touchdowns. So all those areas will be really important this week.
I mean, you guys both have, 6-year transfer quarterbacks. I know you guys said schematically you guys are very different, but when I look at the rosters, it kind of reminds me a little bit, because again, both transfer quarterbacks, extremely polished, been here, done that, two really good backs, NFL receivers across the board. And we keep talking about like all the explosive plays, but I mean, in a game like this, I would assume that for both of you guys, this priority one is run the ball, stop the run. Am I correct?
I think that's winning football. Yeah, I think that always matters. And we always talk about the most physical team wins. I think that's an indicator of your physicality.
So this 17-year-old receiver, this Smith kid, looks pretty good. He looks like a handful. How are
yeah, he's great for him.
Yeah, I mean, how are receivers able to come in so young and be so dominant at that age nowadays? Did something change? Because, you know, Alabama has the Williams kid, too.
Well, I don't think there's anything to change. You're just talking about two extremely talented players. You know, that came in and were ready for their moments when their moment was called. You know, every player is different. Some guys come in and they're ready to go. Some guys need some development. Some guys just need an opportunity. And those guys have obviously taken advantage of theirs.
Do you find, like, when you look at high school kids now, like, I mean, you've been doing this for a while. Do you feel, though, that freshmen, I mean, guys are enrolling early now and they're 7-on-7 camps and, like, individual coaches. Do you feel in general that high school kids are coming in more prepared than they were 10, 15 years ago?
I mean, I think the game of football has grown in the last 15 years. So is high school football better now than it was 15 years ago? Yes, but so is college football, right? And so is the NFL ball in a lot of ways. So I think the game of football has grown, you know, over the years, and it continues to evolve and change. And that's one of the things that makes this sport so great.
How locked down is the Sharpie situation for this game?
what's the question? I got my Sharpies, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, so well, last week you told... Okay, you've already got him. Last week you told us you didn't like the black Sharpie.
Yeah.
So we noticed, I think you went red and green.
Red and green, no blue, though.
So what do we have this week?
Yeah. They're in my locker. They'll be ready to roll before we roll out there for game day. We'll see what colors we end up picking. Oh,
are you an ultimate creature habit on game day? Do you have a very strict regiment, or are you just kind of, you know what you're doing, but you allow some, some wiggle room just to kind of have a normal day?
I would say that I'm not superstitious in any way, but I am, I do think routine and consistency matter. So I do have a consistent approach when it comes to game day.
Have your boys said anything about this weekend's game? Given you any advice? Your sons?
No, they haven't. I'll make sure to ask them, though.
Yeah, I'd like to know what they
say. Do they have any thoughts?
Yeah.
I just was wondering if they even knew that this was this one was a little bit different than maybe some of the others.
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, they probably do that. We don't spend a lot of time talking about football when I'm at home. Yeah. So
that's good.
But yeah, I got a feeling that they probably have an idea this one. Feels right. Different. If they don't, they'll probably figure it out when they get to the stadium.
Yeah, they might have some thoughts after the game.
Maybe.
Maybe
some tips.
All right, sir. Good luck against Ohio State. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right, that's Dan Lanning, who joins us each week courtesy of Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. Unitas. The Dan Lanning postgame show next on The Fan.